I'm joined in the studio with Murray State University President Dr. Bob Davies. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure to always come up here and talk about the great things that are going on here at Murray State University. And just extend our best wishes to all of the faculty, staff, and students at the end of the academic year for a job well done over this past year. With all of our challenges, we always focus on those. Sometimes there's so many great things that are going on at our university, from faculty publishing books and articles and being recognized for their scholarship, teaching and leadership in our community and doing wonderful things there. Staff always going above and beyond the call of duty to serve our students and make sure that we live up to our student-centered pledge. And of course, of our students, they on a daily basis amaze us with their insights, their ideas, and their hard work and dedication. So it's a great day to be here at Murray State University and catch our breath a little bit before summer school starts and we begin the new year. And on that note, there's a couple people I would like to point out or shout out to give them some kudos to. The first one is Captain Jason Payne, Assistant Professor of Military Science. The ROTC program was named the best top manned partner program for our region. This is the region consists of Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. And that is an award that is given out to one ROTC program a year. And this year it was given to Murray State for their outstanding leadership and work. And our ROTC program is continuing to grow and blossom. This year we five second lieutenants were commissioned at graduation. Previous years we had three and four, and it's continuing to increase. So something very, very exciting. Another one I'd like to point out is Chunan Kang, Dr. Kang, Associate Professor and Chair of Political Science and Sociology Department. Every year he takes a group of students to participate in the Model United Nations Club. This year they took seven students to the National Conference in New York City, and they competed against many other universities and performed very well. They came home with a couple first and second places, and won a wonderful experience for our students. Also over this last month, Chris Lavery, Associate Professor and Chair of Art and Design, was able to kick off the inaugural Elena Kuras Visual Arts Distinguished Speaker. Matthew Weedman was the speaker. What will happen every year with this, the Elena Kuras Visual Arts program, is that there'll be a distinguished speaker one year, and the next year will be an actual art showing, photography art showing, and then keep on flipping back and forth. And that was made possible through a very generous gift from Dino Kuras and Joe Kuras in honor of their daughter. Deborah Bale, Assistant Professor of English and Philosophy, received the Sandra Flynn Professor of the Year, which is for outstanding support in and outside of the classroom for our international students. And she was also recognized by the Board of Regents as a Teaching Excellence Award winner for Humanities, the College of Humanities and Fine Arts. Also on that line, Yoko Hatakima, a Senior Instructor of Japanese, received the Murray State University Distinguished Mentor Award. This is for a full-time faculty member who serves as an effective teacher, advocate, sponsor, and mentor to our students. And she, too, also received the Board of Regents Teaching Excellence Award for the College of Humanities and Fine Arts. Michael Ramage from our Center for Telecommunication System Management served as a faculty sponsor for the Telecommunication Systems Management Case Study Team, which won the 2018 ITERA, or the ITERA, National Case Study Competition in Lexington. They competed against many other universities from across the country, and every single year, this is a kudo that we do almost every year, they always do extremely well in that competition, and they're competing against major research institutions, so it's wonderful to see our students continue to progress and do those amazing things. Also, in the Assistant Professor of Computer Science, sticking with the technology side, Matthew Tennyson was the main author with Murray State's computer science students. That included Christopher Harton from St. Louis, Nathan Ringer from Richmond, and James Paschal from Murray. And they, too, were at the ITERA conference and competition, and they won the Snow Award, which is for the best overall paper, which was titled A Study of Feature Weight Learning in a KNN Website Fingerprinting Attack. Again, this is about cybersecurity and various things along those lines. And again, this is what Murray State is known for, is having faculty be mentors to our students and provide them the opportunities to do excellent scholarship and not only do the scholarship, but to present it, to write it, and get the notoriety for that. So again, kudos to Dr. Tennyson. Amelia Dodd, Associate Professor for Exercise Science, received the Max Carman Outstanding Teacher Award. And this is given by our students, so something very, very special. So congratulations to Dr. Dodd. And Beverly Noland, our Racer Card Office System Manager, received the Jim Bauer Outstanding Staff Award. Again, this is awarded by our students. So this is our students acknowledging the great work that is going on with our faculty and our staff. Daryl Filippi, associate professor of theater, had his original short play entitled Bound by Blood is being produced as part of the Four from the Bluegrass, a night of Kentucky Playwrights Festival. Again, something that's very notable for our faculty to participate in and to grow and expand. And then finally, congratulations to associate professor Michael Flynn from our biological science. He received the 2018-19 Neil Weber Award for Excellence in the Jesse D. Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology. Again, an outstanding professor, and he's also will be serving as the interim chair for biological sciences for the next year. These are just a handful of the many accomplishments that our faculty and staff are doing, and it's just a joy to be able to recognize these individuals and so many other ones. Again, I could just continue to rattle on all these different awards that are going on. This just exudes the excellence of faculty and staff we have here at Murray State.
Murray State recently conferred 1,509 degrees over three commencement ceremonies. Can you give us a recap?
Sure. It was a busy weekend, and it is exciting when we have 1,509 degrees conferred. This is not the largest graduating class, but it's among the top, maybe top three, top four, which is very exciting. This year, we did break them up into two main commencement ceremonies. I'll talk about the third in a moment. We did the undergraduate and then did a separate one for the graduate programs. With the number of graduates that we were having, both at the undergraduate and graduate level, combining those two and was just, becoming too long, and the fire marshal was a little bit concerned with our crowd size. So we did do the first one, undergraduate, on Saturday morning, starting at 9. 881 of our graduates walked. 881 hands were shook during that exercise. It was a very inspiring time. It was something that was to see our graduates and to have them walk across the stage. Over half of them are first-generation students. Many of them are legacy, but also many of our students come from low-income households, underrepresented minorities as well. So something very important to see those individuals across the stage. Laura Giebert and Charles Graves were named the outstanding women and the outstanding men, senior, respectively, and I thought their speeches were just absolutely touching and fantastic. Laura gave some real insights into her journey, if you will, and very emotional. And then Charlie, who's a fine young man in his own right, had a little humor in there, but also made some very, very important points. With the graduate degree, graduate ceremony, we had 148 individuals walk, again, out of about 200 or so graduate students. And even though the crowd was a bit smaller, the undergraduate crowd was standing room only. The graduate program was a little bit smaller, but very intimate, and it was something very, very special for those graduates to walk across, and it also gave us an opportunity to actually hood the doctoral students. In the past year, we could not do that just because of time commitment, so I'm really glad that we separated those out. And then I also have to say that this was Dennis Johnson, our conductor, professor of music, and our conductor of the Wind on Symphonic Ensemble. He performed his 49th and 50th commencement ceremony, and he's retiring this year. So he played the stars, they conducted the Stars and Stripes, and it was a very, very fitting song for him to have as his last commencement exercise, if you will. Mm. We will miss Dennis, obviously, at future commencements. And then the third graduation that you mentioned is our student-athlete graduation. Many of our student-athletes compete on that Saturday, so they're not able to have their own ceremony, and so we do a separate ceremony just for the student athletes. We had about 14 participate, and it was just, a much smaller crowd, but still very intimate, very exciting, and enthralling to give these individuals, these student athletes who worked so hard for their diploma to do that they are given. So that, too, was very exciting.
Some Murray State students recently placed first in some competitions, and one included a hydraulic bike.
Yeah, it's the chainless bike experiment, and it's a National Fluid Power Association's vehicle challenge in Ames, Iowa. Again, this is another competition that, like the ITERA, that we compete in year in and year out, and always do extremely well. This year, we took home the first place, and they had to design a hydraulic bike that will use the liquid pumping through the tubes, a hydraulic pump and the hydraulic motor. The students have to design the bike, they have to test the bike, they have to drive the bike, and there's always a speed competition, there's an agility study type of thing. And to see our students just do amazing work is absolutely outstanding. Bryant Harrison from the Institute of Engineering is the one that is the team coach, and he actually participated in this very competition when he was a student. This year's national champion consists of Cooper Lindbergh from Danville, Kentucky, Evan Kellums from Evansville, Illinois, Grant McCutcheon from Dawson Springs, Kentucky, Joseph Caldwell from Palmersville, Tennessee, Joseph Irby from Nashville, Kevin Mackey from Hopkinsville, and Kyle Lebron from Evansville. All of these students are in the Institute of Engineering, great young men, and they just really excelled in this. I was able to see the final competition on video, where it was kind of a drag race between Murray State and the three other contenders, which again were major research engineering firms. I think one was Purdue and et cetera. Our bike, they beat them by over 45 seconds. It was really exciting to see ours just take off from the very get-go, and the other three were barely out of the starting block when we were passing the finish line. It wasn't even close. But it was just so exciting to see our team compete and very well. And I encourage everyone to go to the Martha Lane Collins building. They always have the bikes out there for display and everything else. And if you're fortunate, especially in the fall and the afternoon, they're always out there working on it and tinkering and experimenting. It's just a joy to see them all work, learn to work as a team, learn to collaborate, learn to take on problems and overcome those challenges and design something that's very, very exciting to watch. And it's not to be a pun, it's a fluid environment. They're always changing. So it's exciting to see how they compete, how they learn, and how they grow.
Be a good way to get to class on time.
Yeah. And they probably won't need a parking permit either, so that's always a good thing.
I was going to ask if I needed a parking permit for that. And there was another competition, the Altech State Innovation Competition. This was in Kentucky. And three students placed first in the undergraduate competition.
Yeah, this is the first time we actually competed in the Altech Innovation Competition. Altech, a major international corporation headquartered in Lexington, has put this on for, I think, around 10 years. And this year, through the strategic grant process, we funded a team to go forward. One of the conditions was that the team would not be from just the business school. It had to have individuals from multi-disciplines and really take on that team approach. I really appreciate Steve Dublin for stepping up and becoming the advisor, and Joy Humphreys also from the College of Business of kind of spearheading and making sure that moved forward. The team was made up of Aaron Stevens from CADIS and Blakely Broder from St. Charles, Missouri, and Jordan Young from Princeton. And what they did is knew that when people had issues with their fingers, broken fingers and everything else, they would be casted in there or put into splints that were not mobile and were prevented them from doing daily work and whatnot. And using the 3D printing technology, they were able to build customized braces for phalanges, fingers. And it was something that was very innovative and addressed the issues that the Altech Innovative Competition does is to make life better. And so with these braces, they can help a lot of different individuals through the healing of their hands and various things along those lines. And the good news is that they won $10,000 to start their business and to move forward. This is an exciting opportunity for them, but also for the university to realize and to gain experiences across the disciplines and to encourage entrepreneurial spirit. They had two engineers and a business major on this particular case, and they did an amazing job, obviously, from the first place finish. They beat the University of Louisville, University of Kentucky, and WKU and several other universities to come home with this award.
On the note of innovation, some seed funds were awarded to three faculty to support student community engagement projects. Can you talk about this innovation grant?
Sure. First, it's called the Faculty Innovation Initiative, and it started through a gift from Bob Long, a former Murray State professor who established the endowment. And the whole idea was to provide seed funding, in this case $1,000 to each of the three professors, to take an existing class or to create a new class that would combine the learning inside the classroom, but also then apply directly to a need within the community and have the students go out and fulfill that need. This year, the award was given to Jessica Branch of the College of Education and Human Services, Dr. Jake Hildebrandt from the Jesse D. Jones College of Science, Engineering, and Technology, and Dr. Alex Schultz of the Hudson School of Agriculture. Jessica Branch is putting her work in ELE 390, Introduction to Kindergarten course, and what they're doing there is using the funds to create 10 play boxes for students. What this does is expands the creativity of the students and enables them to be thinking truly outside the box and develop dynamic play props and things along those lines so that that creates more interaction with the kindergartens and the like. Dr. Hildebrandt is using his grant in the mechatronics course, which will, we just talked about bicycles. This was with regular bicycles, will recycle and refurbish used bicycles, and they will be donated to a regional nonprofit organization such as the Bridge Ministry in Nashville. And the reason that they're doing that is that it's been proven that if homeless individuals have access to bicycles, they're more likely to find work, find opportunities to better themselves, and again, that is something that with their mechatronics program that they're building, what they're learning to do, and providing it into the classroom. And then Dr. Schultz is using hers in a research agriculture graduate level course that will provide area high schools with a multi-week teaching curriculum in aero gardens. This is the new approach to having gardens that would be on the countertop using hydroponic plant growing systems. This is a great way for individuals to have their own gardens in their offices, in their areas, and everything else along those lines. And then also for the youth to learn about the plant growing process. So again, very innovative, very structured programs to not only have our students learn, but also to help our communities in which we live.
The Murray State College of Business maintained its AACSB accreditation. For those who don't know, why is that an important thing to maintain?
Well, this is the gold standard of business schools. This is the premier business school business accreditation program. This is enables us to really make a commitment to our rigorous academic programs and to ensure that they're relevant. And achieving this standard it puts us on the mark with every other major business program across the country. Dr. Joy Humphreys was kind of the lead of this program, along with many other faculty, and it is an arduous process. We have achieved the AACSB for many years in a row, and we were actually the first business program in the state of Kentucky to be named that received this accreditation. I think our accreditation was approved by AACSB early in the meeting, and the University of Kentucky's was later in the afternoon. So for about 6 hours, we were the only one. But again, that's something that's very, very important. It enables us to recruit high-quality faculty and maintain high-quality faculty because of that gold standard. And also, it allows businesses and others to know that when our students graduate from this program, that they are graduating from one of the best business schools in the country.
The Board of Regents recently authorized a 3% tuition and fees increase, as well as some other rate increases. This was brought on to fill a funding need.
Well, it's a funding need, but it's also an inflation type of adjustment. We are committed to maintaining accessible and affordable higher education. We are also committed to quality academic programs, and we need to make sure that we have the funding to provide all of those academic programs. Our goal is not to be the cheapest, and it's not to be the most expensive university, but one that provides the best value. We are positioned extremely well within the Commonwealth. We're slightly ahead of Morehead. We're slightly lower than Eastern Kentucky on that paradigm. Ironically, we're right at the midpoint between them. And again, what we are conveying is excellent value for what you're able to receive. Just as I mentioned, we're AACSB. That is a gold standard. And to have our tuition rates compared to other universities that are AACSB, we're a much better value. In addition to the tuition levels and everything else, to maintain that value proposition, we have a robust scholarship for academic quality. We have gone to what we call the academic grid. So depending upon your ACT and GPA coming in, you will receive a percent of tuition off based on your level academic rigor. So when increases in tuition like this come above, your scholarship also increases. We also work with the foundation and provide over $3 million in other scholarships. And in addition, we also are very cognizant, too, that low-income families are also in need. And we just launched the Racer Promise. We changed it to the Murray State Promise, and it's going statewide. What that allows is for students who are Pell recipients that we will take their Pell grants and any scholarships they have, and if there is any gap left over between what they're receiving in their grants and what the tuition level is, we will fill in that grant. So basically, their tuition is covered. And that is renewable for the 4 years that they will be here at Murray State University. We've done that in the past for the students in the 18 county. As we expand our footprint, we are extending it clear across the Commonwealth, again, to provide opportunities for students to become here at Murray State University and participate in our excellent programs. This whole area with the undergraduates, part of our efforts in recruitment and retaining our students so that they eventually graduate. I'd like to mention that with the undergraduates, we have summer orientations coming up on June 7th and 9th. Both of those orientations are filled to capacity. The third summer orientation after that is June 22nd, and that one's nearly filled to capacity. And so on those 3 days, the 7th and 9th and 22nd of June, we're going to have 325 new Murray State freshmen and transfer students on our campus, and I encourage all the faculty and staff to be on campus to welcome, to greet, and it's an exciting time. And I'm very encouraged by the fact that these two next ones are completely filled. The third one is nearly filled. That gives us a good momentum going into the fall year. And there's two or three more summer orientations after that. As behind the scenes, we have a very large, as I've talked before, a very large applicant pool, our admitted pool. Our job is to yield and to get those students to become Murray State family. This result of the summer orientations is a good indicator, but we're still working hard. Every admitted student is receiving phone calls from Murray State, from faculty, from staff, from current students. We're also sending out text messages on a weekly basis to the students. We're also sending out emails with constant reminders of various deadlines that need to come up. And then also we're sending messages to the parents, again, through email and through phone calls and those type of things. We're very aggressive in this enrollment push. It is something that is obviously very important, and we're holding true on that. In addition to new students, it's also about retaining students. We have a recapture program right now that's in full swing. The recapture program is taking a look at all the students who have not registered for next fall. They're receiving emails, they're receiving texts, and they're also receiving phone calls from faculty and staff. In addition, we have advisors and others making calls and working with the students. Some of those students have holds, and we're working very diligently with to remove those holds as possible to retain everything we can to retain our students. We're looking at some of the areas, too, in terms of where the reason that they're not coming back is financial. And in some cases, we're going to be able to provide them some financial funds so that they will be able to be retained. So again, it's all these things are going on behind the scenes. If anyone wants to be part of this phone campaign, we'd be more than happy to to provide the phone numbers and the connectivity. And then the other part I'd like to point out too, we've got summer school coming up. As a program is that we've initiated this year, as part of performance funding is how many students get to that 60 and 90 credit mark. We've identified 350 or thereabout students who are within three credits or so of those marks. We're contacting all 330 or so of those students and offering them a slight discount on summer school. They're getting one credit free if they take at least three credits. That will put them above the 60 or 90 mark, which helps us in performance funding and also continues them on the way to graduation. We've had about 200 students take us up on that so far. Some of them probably may have already been signed up for summer school, but many of them have not. As a result, the provost told me the other day that nearly every class for the first summer school session has met its enrollment mark. There's only about four or five that have not. So again, I think that all of these different things are coming together to help us with our enrollment struggles and our enrollment efforts. We continue to have the very ambitious goal of 1,600. We may, for a freshman class, we may get there. It's going to be close, but we are definitely making strides to increase the freshman class over last year, and we'll continue to do these outreach efforts.
There's also a new partnership with WKCTC that allows students to take classes with both WKCTC and Murray State on the Murray State campus, as well as some other things. Can you describe Accelerate U?
Sure. This is a really phenomenal partnership, one that we've been talking about a year or so, and then with Provost Arendt coming on board and working with the provost from WKCTC has really been able to put this together. What we're doing is basically those individuals that don't quite meet the standards for Murray State University, their ACT, their GPA, whatever the reason is that they don't quite meet the standards to get in. And they're also the ones that some people can get admitted on a constricted admission. These are the students that just need a little bit of help. WKCTC is nationally known for their ability to work with these type of students who need that extra attention, that need the extra skills, need the extra coaching, if you will. And so we partner with them to offer the Accelerate U on the Murray State campus. The students will be admitted jointly to both WKCTC and Murray State University. For the first year, they will be considered a WKCTC student. They'll take three classes. It's a year-long program. They'll take three classes each semester from WKCTC and one class from Murray State University. Those two classes, the one in the first semester and the one in the second semester, are directly related to the general education requirements. And you know, the first one is a communication class. But again, it's directly related to, it will be able to go into any major at Murray State University. These students will live on campus. They'll be part of our dining on campus. They will be admitted as a cohort. They will have an academic coach assigned to them. They will have mandatory study hours. They will have academic counseling. If they have selected a major, they will be meeting with advisors from that particular major that they'll be going into. And so for all intents and purposes, with all the classes being here on campus, as they walk across campus, they're a Murray State student. The goal is to get them academically prepared so that after the end of this program, at the end of the year, that they will be able to seamlessly transfer to Murray State without missing a beat. Without missing one single beat, they'll be able to go right into the Murray State curriculum, right into their major, right into their process, and still be on track to graduate, and, you know, depending upon the major and everything else, within 4 years or thereabouts. This is a program that I do not know of at any other university. It's something that I think is extremely unique and beneficial to the students. In 2 years' time, some CPE policies, four-year universities will not be teaching remedial courses at all. And so this is a way for us to transition into that manner, to work with WKCTC, who has the ability to do this, again, has the success rate, has proven that they have the techniques down to move this forward. So it's the best thing for the student. It provides Murray State a great pipeline so that when they transfer over to Murray State, we're getting the students who's ready to succeed. And it's also beneficial to the student. They're able to take these remedial courses at a lower rate because they'll be paying the WKCTC rate. But also be exposed to Murray State, be exposed to the academic rigor that's going to be part of them. Another wonderful benefit of this is that because they started at WKCTC as a full-time student, that after the second year at Murray State, presuming that they took a full load, their third and fourth semester at Murray State, through the reverse transfer program that we have with WKCTC, they will actually earn their associate degree, which is beneficial, obviously, to WKCTC, also to the student, gives them a confidence builder, and also keeps them on the trajectory to earn their bachelor's degree from Murray State University.
That's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, again, I just want to thank the faculty and the staff for a wonderful academic year. We've achieved a tremendous amount of great opportunities and continue to move forward in many, many ways. Yes, we all know the challenges that we face, but I appreciate all the support and guidance that people are providing us as we overcome these challenges. I mentioned a little bit about our enrollment strategy. We do have strategies. We are working very hard to recruit students through the 18 counties, throughout the Commonwealth. We're spreading our footprint wider through our regional states. We are working very hard to make sure that we're accessible and affordable and promote the excellence of our academic programs, thus consequently the value that we provide. We're also working diligently on the retention of students and the progression of students in very systemic manners through various offices, through SG Carthels for working with our low-income low-income and underrepresented minorities. Peggy Whaley, also with our low-income students, as well as our other students who are a part of the Murray State family, so that they can grow and keep on a pathway towards graduation, hopefully within 4 years. That's always our goal, to within 4 years. We're investing in a lot of tools to have some predictive analytics so we can really determine where some of those drop-off points are, and analyzing those to get rid of those, and also find more ways to ensure that our students will be successful here at Murray State. This year's class, 1,509, is a tribute and a symbol of the success that we have been able to do. And we're building off on that success. We are successful. We do have a long track record. What we're doing is increasing that foundation of success so that we can get our graduation rate up from the roughly 50% now to the 53% to the 55% to our ultimate goal of 58%. Lots of work is going on, and again, I appreciate all the support that the community provides Murray State University. So with that, thank you, and go Racers.